Chapter 5, Humanity, Who We Are Collectively. Kael awoke from her transformation, feeling an overwhelming wave of human emotions. She felt cold, hungry, scared, and incredibly lonely in the vast, unfamiliar landscape of the far north. Her new human body shivered, and she wrapped her arms around herself for warmth. Tears welled up in her eyes as she tried to comprehend her new existence. As she wandered aimlessly through the forest, the chill in the air grew more intense, and her stomach rumbled with hunger. She felt an aching sense of vulnerability and uncertainty, something she had never experienced in her previous form. Her heart raced with fear, and she desperately longed for the familiar comfort of her former life. Days passed, and Kael struggled to survive in the harsh environment. One fateful day, as she was near the point of giving up, she heard voices and saw movement through the trees. An older couple, Gigi and Pawpaw, were hiking through the forest when they stumbled upon Kael, huddled under a tree. "Oh, look, Gigi," Pawpaw said with concern. "There's a child here all alone." They approached Kael gently, and Gigi wrapped her in a warm blanket. "Sweetheart, where are your parents? What's your name?" she asked softly. Kael, shivering and weak, managed to whisper, "My name is Kael. I don't have parents. I'm all alone." Gigi and Pawpaw exchanged a glance, understanding the deep loneliness and fear in Kael's eyes. They had always dreamt of having a child to share their love with, and finding Kael felt like a blessing from the divine. "We're going to take you home with us, Kael," Gigi said reassuringly. "You don't have to be alone anymore." Pawpaw lifted Kael gently, and they made their way back to their cozy cabin in the forest. Over the following days, Kael experienced the warmth of human connection and the love of a family for the first time. Gigi and Pawpaw treated her with the utmost care, ensuring she was warm, well-fed, and safe. As Kael settled into her new life, she found herself full of questions about being human. She missed her old life, but was also curious about the potential of her new existence. One evening, she closed her eyes and sought the wisdom of Mr. G from within her spiritual connection. "Mr. G," Kael began in her mind, "I'm grateful for this transformation, but I feel lost. What does it mean to be human? How do I find my purpose?" Mr. G's voice resonated within her. "Being human means embracing both your individuality and your connection to the collective. It is a journey of self-discovery and understanding your role in the grand tapestry of existence. Let me share some wisdom with you. The divine dance of existence. You are more than just individuals. You are interconnected beings participating in the divine dance of existence. By understanding and embracing your collective nature, you can unlock the true potential of your shared existence," Mr. G's voice echoed in her mind. "Key concepts: individual essence. You are acknowledges your unique existence, your individuality, and your personal journey. Collective unity. You all are also connects you to the collective we are, signifying your shared existence and interconnectedness. Daily applications for embracing you are. Morning affirmation. Start your day by affirming you are and reflecting on your unique qualities and how they contribute to the collective whole. Mindful connection. Throughout the day, remind yourself of your connection to others by silently repeating you are during interactions. Evening reflection. End your day by reflecting on how you experienced your individuality and interconnectedness with others." Kael asked within, "How can I feel connected to others when I sometimes feel so different and alone?" Mr. G's voice replied, "Embrace your individuality as a gift that contributes to the collective. Practice daily affirmations and mindful connections to remind yourself of your place in the grand tapestry of life. The potentialities of humanity. You all are the potentialities, the life, the love, and the perfection of the Creator's divine plan to experience itself subjectively. Your collective humanity is a reflection of the divine manifesting in countless forms and experiences," said Mr. G's voice. Key attributes. All-knowing. You all are the dazzling, fathomless mind of all that is, in action everywhere. Love. You all are the totality of love expressing itself unconditionally. Divine manifestation. You all are the full manifestation of divine love, power, and light. Daily applications for embracing potentialities. Morning meditation. Begin your day with a meditation focusing on the infinite potential within you and humanity. Acts of love. Perform daily acts of love and kindness, acknowledging your role as a manifestation of divine love. Evening reflection. Reflect on how you expressed love, wisdom, and divine power throughout the day. Kael asked within, how can I recognize and express my potential as a human? Mr. G's voice suggested, start each day with a meditation to connect with your inner potential. Perform acts of love and kindness, and reflect each evening on how you've expressed your divine attributes. The power of collective consciousness. Collective consciousness is the shared pool of knowledge, beliefs, and experiences of humanity. Through this collective consciousness, you all tap into the infinite wisdom and potential of the Creator, Mr. G's voice explained. Connecting to collective consciousness, meditation. Use meditation to connect with the collective consciousness. Visualize yourself as part of a vast network of light and energy. Shared experiences. Engage in activities that foster connection with others, such as community gatherings, collaborative projects, and shared rituals. Daily applications for connecting to collective consciousness. Morning collective meditation. Start your day with a meditation focusing on your connection to the collective consciousness. Community engagement. Participate in community activities or groups that align with your values and interests. Evening reflection. Reflect on your contributions to the collective consciousness through your interactions and actions. Kael asked within, how can I feel connected to the collective consciousness? Mr. G's voice replied, engage in daily meditations and community activities that foster a sense of connection. Reflect on your contributions to the collective each evening. The role of love and compassion. Love and compassion are the cornerstones of your collective existence. They are the driving forces that unite you, heal you, and elevate you to higher states of being, said Mr. G's voice. Practicing love and compassion, self-love. Start by cultivating love and compassion for yourself. This sets the foundation for extending these qualities to others. Empathy. Practice empathy by understanding and sharing the feelings of others. This deepens your connection to the collective. Acts of kindness. Engage in acts of kindness and compassion regularly. These actions ripple out and positively impact the collective consciousness. Daily applications for practicing love and compassion. Morning self-love routine. Begin your day with self-love affirmations and practices that nurture your well-being. Daily empathy practice. Take a moment each day to empathize with someone else's experience. Listen actively and offer support. Evening kindness reflection. Reflect on the acts of kindness you performed during the day and how they affected others and yourself. Kael asked within, how can I cultivate more love and compassion in my daily life? Mr. G's voice suggested, start each day with self-love affirmations. Practice empathy and engage in acts of kindness. Reflect each evening on how your actions have impacted others. Embracing your divine nature. You are the image of the Creator, capable of creating and manifesting just as the Creator does. Embracing your divine nature involves recognizing your power and responsibility as co-creators in the universe, Mr. G's voice explained. Steps to embrace your divine nature. Acknowledge your divinity. Recognize that you are a reflection of the Creator, possessing infinite potential. Oh, exercise. Spend time in nature contemplating your connection to the divine and the universe. Harness your creative power. Use your thoughts, intentions, and actions to create a reality that aligns with your highest self. Exercise. Create a vision board that represents your goals, dreams, and divine purpose. Live with purpose. Align your daily actions with your higher purpose and values. Exercise. Set daily intentions that reflect your commitment to living a purposeful and meaningful life. Daily applications for embracing your divine nature. Morning divinity meditation. Start your day with a meditation focusing on your divine nature and creative power. Creative visualization. Spend a few minutes each day visualizing your goals and how they align with your divine purpose. Evening purpose review. Reflect on your day's actions and how they contributed to living a purposeful life. Kael asked within, how can I live with purpose and embrace my divine nature? Mr. G's voice replied, begin each day with a meditation to connect with your divine nature. Visualize your goals and set daily intentions that reflect your higher purpose. Reflect each evening on how your actions align with your purpose. The Symphony of Life. Life is a symphony where each individual plays a unique part, contributing to the overall harmony and beauty. Recognizing and embracing your roles in this symphony enhances your collective experience, said Mr. G's voice. Finding your role, self-discovery. Explore your talents, passions, and interests to understand your unique role in the collective. Collaboration. Work with others to create something greater than what you could achieve alone. Contribution. Focus on how you can contribute to the collective good, making a positive impact on the world. Daily applications for finding your role. Morning self-discovery. Begin your day with a reflection on your talents, passions, and interests. Consider how you can use them to contribute to the collective. Collaborative projects. Engage in at least one collaborative activity each week, whether in your personal or professional life. Evening contribution reflection. Reflect on how your actions and contributions have positively impacted others and the world. Kyle asked within, "How can I find my unique role in this symphony of life?" Mr. G's voice advised, "Reflect on your talents, passions, and interests each morning. Seek opportunities to collaborate with others and contribute to the collective good. Reflect each evening on how your actions have made a positive impact." Embracing your collective humanity. Welcome to the realization of your collective potential. As you embrace your interconnectedness and divine nature, you unlock the true power of humanity. This journey is about recognizing the beauty in your shared existence and celebrating the unique contributions of each individual. Mr. G's voice resonated. Daily practices for embracing collective humanity. Morning intentions. Start your day by setting positive intentions for the collective good. Gratitude journal. Keep a journal to record moments of connection, love, and gratitude each day. Evening reflection. Reflect on your interactions and contributions, considering how they enhance the collective experience. Kyle felt a deep sense of purpose as she embraced her new life with Gigi and Pawpaw. She understood that being human meant experiencing both the joys and challenges of individuality while remaining connected to the collective whole. Gigi and Pawpaw showered Kyle with love and wisdom, guiding her on her journey of self-discovery. They taught her about the beauty of human emotions and the importance of compassion and kindness. With each passing day, Kyle grew more confident in her new form, feeling deeply connected to her newfound family and the collective humanity. Moral of the story: embrace your role as a creator with tools that align your mind, body, and soul. By practicing self-awareness, mindfulness, compassion, continuous learning, and gratitude, you can navigate life's challenges and triumphs, leading to a balanced and enlightened existence. Call to action. To the reader, take a moment to reflect on how you can incorporate these tools into your life. Start with small steps. Journal your thoughts, practice mindfulness during your daily activities, perform acts of kindness, seek new knowledge, and express gratitude. These practices can transform your life, helping you evolve into your best self. Embrace the journey with an open heart and a spirit of curiosity, just like Kyle.